Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. I would like to begin to acknowledge the Wolman people as the traditional owner of the land we are meeting on today and pay respects to elders past and present. It's okay. As well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual, and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councillors, to ensure clarity and effective communication during the council meeting, kindly switch on your microphone when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. Attendance, we're all in attendance tonight. No apologies. Okay. Councillor Riley is in attendance. Disclosure of interest. We've got two disclosures of interest. First, we've got Councillor Ian McPherson that declared the financial interest in item 9.1.2, the nature of the interest being that he is a supplier of fresh produce to the Boddington Diner. Second, we've got Councillor Paul Carrots that has declared the proximity interest in item 9.1.3, the nature of the interest being that he owns the land opposite subject land on Farmers Avenue, Boddington. Public question time, we have got nobody attending tonight. Confirmation of minutes. Can I get a mover to read this item? Moved Paul Kessler, second Ian McPherson. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday 22 October 25 be confirmed as a true recording of proceedings. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Let's put it to a vote. All for? Moved 7-0. Can I get somebody to move that we read the item on the special council meeting? Councillor Carrots, Councillor Riley. That the minutes of the special council meeting held on Monday 3 November 25 be confirmed as true recording of proceedings. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 7-0. Development and Community Service, item 9.1.1, Community Grant Program. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Carrots, seconder, Councillor McPherson. That Council approve the Community Grant Program application submitted by the Boddington Golf Club for $2,479 to purchase putting cups and holders. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Councillor Carrots?
No.
Councillor McPherson? Anyone else? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 7-0. Item 9.1.2, Development Application, 53 Bannister Road, Boddington, Signage and Advertising. We can excuse Councillor McPherson. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Randall, second. Councillor Riley. That Council approved the development application for the external upgrade to the commercial building at Lot 20 on Diagram 69428, Bannister Road, Boddington. There's 4 points attached. There's 2 points of advice. Would anyone like to speak for or against this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for? Moved 6-0. Item 9.1.3, Southwest Native Title Settlement, Noongar Land Estate Consultation. Councillor Carrots is leaving the room. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, a seconder. Councillor McPherson. That Council endorse the Shire of Boddington commence for the Southwest Native Title Noongar Land Estate Consultation as contained in Attachment 9.1.3A. A request that the Chief Executive Officer to make an application to the Department of Planning, Land and Heritage to obtain a management order for Reserve 16583. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 5-0. 5-1, sorry. Item 9.2, Chief Executive Officer. Okay. Item 9.2, Chief Executive Officer. Item 9.2.1, Annual Review of Register of Delegations. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, second. Councillor Van Heerden. That Council endorse the annual review of the Register of Delegations as detailed in Attachment 9.2.1A to be effective from 1 December 2025. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can I move it, put it to a vote? Everyone for? Moved 7-0. Item 9.2.2, Appointment of Presiding Members and Deputy Presiding Members to Committees. Can I get somebody to move that I read this item? Nobody. Councillor Prandtl, second. Councillor Riley. That Council, in accordance with Section 5.1.2 of the Local Government Act 1995, appoints Councillor Smallberger as the presiding member and Councillor Carrot as the deputy presiding member of the Local Emergency Management Committee, appoints Councillor Carrot as the presiding member and Councillor Kessler as the deputy presiding member of the Bushfire Advisory Committee. Would anyone like to speak to one of these items? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Item 9.2.3, Agreement Dump Truck Donation. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, second. Councillor Van Heerden. That Council endorses the Community Investment Agreement, Boddington Truck Donation between the Shire of Boddington and Newman Boddington Gold, Pty Ltd, as provided in Attachment 9.2.3A. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Corporate Services Payment Listing. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, second. Councillor Van Heerden. That Council receive the list of payments for the month ending 31st October 25 as presented. Would somebody like to speak to this? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Item 9.3.2, Financial Report. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Riley, seconder Councillor Kessler. That Council receive the financial statements as presented for the period ending 31st October 2025. Does anyone want to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Item 9.3.3, Council Policies Review, Attendance at Events, Continuation, Professional Development and Code of Conduct. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Prandtl, second. Anybody? Councillor McPherson. Endorses the revised attendance at events policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.3A. Endorses the revised Council Member Professional Development Policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.3B. Adopts the updated code of conduct for council members, committee members and candidates as presented in attachment 9.3.3C. Would somebody like to speak to one of these items? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Item 9.3.4, presiding member, audit risk and improvement committee. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, Councillor Van Heerden. Appoint Stephen Brown as presiding member and Joanne Burgess as deputy presiding member of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee for a 2-year term in anticipation of the upcoming legislative changes under Section 87 of the Local Government Amendment Act 2024. Endorse the payment of meetings fees of $350 for the presiding member and $200 for the deputy presiding member of the ARIC. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four? Moved 7-0. Item 9.3.5, Newmont Headley's Renewal Residential Accommodation. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, second Councillor Riley. Approve entering into a new head lease for Newmont Boddington Gold for the residential properties located at 3 Prussian Way and 25 Farmers Avenue, Boddington, commencing 31st January 2026 in accordance with the draft head lease included in attachment 9.3.5A. Endorse the lease terms including a initial 5-year term expiring 31st January 2031, one further 5-year renewal option and a rent of $1,300 plus GST per month per property subject to an annual CPI review. Would somebody like to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All four. Moved 7-0. Item 9.3.6, Boddington Medical Center Housing Arrangements. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor Kessler, second Councillor Carrot, that Council approve a periodic lease for the premise located at 3 Prussian Way, Boddington at $350 per week, commencing 31st January 2026, Boulder Med, Pty Ltd, or its representative to facilitate additional general practice services within the Shire of Boddington. Somebody like to speak to this item?
Yes, I would. Just would like to ask, in the $350 a week, is that including all outgoings that we're liable for this?
I will answer you.
Sorry.
So it does include insurance. So yes, we are not incurring any costs. So the lease from Newmont is $300 a week. The $50 per week that we are on charging to Boddington Medical Centre includes insurance costs, which is minor, plus a small amount of administrative time.
Okay, thank you.
Just to confirm, so not electrical and water?
That is correct.
Thank you. I think that was the question. Anyone else would like to ask a question? So let's put it to a vote. All against. Move 7-0.
Tricky.
Oh, I declare this meeting closed at 5:44 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for attending.